Sometimes the most obvious problem that we encounter as human beings is knowing how to listen well and how to speak well. I'm not talking about we're going to be debaters or orators like those inspirational speakers, but I'm talking about at the very basic human level, we tend to fail to learn how to listen to one another and speak from the heart. Oftentimes, people come to me for counseling, or whenever there's a problem in the relationship, it's all boiled down to communication, listening and speaking to one another well. Oftentimes, we only speak in order to get our point across, or to make sure that the other person hear what we have to say. Isn't that what the television is all about? Isn't that what social media is all about? People have become very vocal nowadays. They will make sure that they let you know what they really think. Huh? So they go on the internet or they go on TV. Sometime, you know, I challenge you to do this. Huh? Go home, turn on your TV, but mute. And you see all these news anchor or commentators, their lips are moving, but they say nothing. And then you just kind of turn on the sound again, and you really haven't missed anything, because they're just babbling over and over and over again. Oftentimes, we only speak, and those words just become words to fill the time or to get things done. But do we really speak? How do we speak? How do we speak? I'm asking you, how do we speak? Have we really speak to each other from the heart? When was the last time that you and I could be genuine and vulnerable to each other and speak to each other as human beings without yelling at each other, without condemning each other, without justifying ourselves? When was the last time can we speak to one another as brothers and sisters, be genuine, be vulnerable, be ourselves? And second, when was the last time that we truly listened to someone? Really? Especially those who are living with your family, when was the last time that you and I truly listened to one another? It's hard. We have a speech problem and we have a listening problem. We have a communication problem. Because we all tend to fail to truly speak from our heart and listen to the other person because he or she deserves it. Really, without this foundation, everything else will fail. I promise you, our society will fail. Our politics will fail because we will stand on one aisle and yelling at the other person. At the other aisles, there's no communication. We just speak at each other, but we really haven't speak to each other. So the problem today is the Lord Jesus, he healed the man who had a speech and hearing problem, and he does that to us too. He does this not in the physical sense, but he does this to us in a very spiritual sense. He is asking us to open our ears to listen to him and open our mouth to truly speak to him and about him. When was the last time in prayer that you could truly listen to God? When was the last time in prayer that you could truly speak to God? Instead of just telling him what you want or what is going on. When was the last time that you and I could be vulnerable to God and just to truly open our heart out and pour our heart out to him and said, Lord, I love you. I need you. Without prayer, everything else will fail. Without prayer, communication will fail. Without prayer, everything that we have as human beings will fail because we only care about ourselves. We become egocentric. It's only about me, myself, and I, and my message, and how I'm going to get it across. But when we begin to listen and speak to God genuinely and from our heart, then our conversation or our interaction become theocentric, become God-centered. My brothers and sisters, God taught me a very important lesson during my trip. So I took a train from Rome to Assisi during my trip. And it was late at night, and I fell asleep, and I missed my train stop at Assisi. And I woke up and I said, oh shoot, where am I? And I looked at my phone and I was about 4.5 kilometer away. But that's just the direct route, 4.5 kilometer plus walking up and down in the middle of the Italian countryside. It's what, about 8:40 at night. I said, oh shoot, how am I gonna find my hotel? So it took me about 2 hours because, you know, you have to walk through the street and everything. And during that time, I did not plan it, I did not expect it, but God made it happen. He gave me the time of silence that I need in order to speak to Him, in order to pour out my heart to Him. I haven't prayed like that intimately in recent times. I'll be honest with you. I do my prayers every day, but I haven't really been really connecting my heart to God like that time when I was walking in total silence. And so I told God my fears. I told God my worries about the parish, about the diocese, about this current situation with the state of our church right now. I truly pour my heart out to God. I said, where are you, God? What are you trying to say? And I finally heard Him said this. He told me, all will be well. I am with you. All will be well. I am with you. I heard it. And I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. My brothers and sisters, I want you to have that same gift. Perhaps we're too scared of the silence. Perhaps we excuse ourselves because we're too busy. But unless you and I make the time to truly be genuine and truly be vulnerable and truly be ourselves to God, pouring out your heart to Him and allowing Him to speak to you heart to heart, then you and I will always be unhappy. Then our life will always be focused about from one crisis to the next, from one problem to the next. We only worry about problem solving that we miss the small moments of joy in our life. The small moments of God's divine providence and His presence in our lives. Take the time. Slow down. Open your heart to God. Pray to Him. And allow Him to speak to you. Don't just speak about what's going on. Speak truly who you are and from your heart. Love each other in how you communicate. And love God by how you communicate with Him. Each and every one of us have had our ears and our mouth open when? When we receive baptism. When we receive baptism, the priest had done a rite that is called ephphatha. So the priest touched his two fingers into the ears of the child and touched his finger into the mouth of the child. And he said these words, the Lord Jesus made the deaf hear and the dumb speak. May He soon touch your ears to receive His words and your mouth to proclaim His faith to the praise and glory of God the Father. He had opened your ears to listen to Him and your mouth to speak to Him and to praise Him. Don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to allow Him to speak to you and speak about Him. So I challenge you for 7 days, and I'm going to do this as well. For 7 days, even in your most mundane conversation, I challenge you, if each day, if you would find 7 opportunities to interject God, to speak about God, and to allow God to be in your conversation. So 7 times 7 is 49. If for each day of this upcoming week, just 7 times a day, if you would speak about God, if you would speak to God and allow God to be a part of your conversation, I promise you, it will be a beginning of a very good habit. Don't be afraid, because He had already made you hear His words and to speak His words. So don't be afraid to allow Him to be with you.